For me, the whole story of Carlos Ghosn and the Nissan turnaround is one of the most fascinating cases in international management and leadership that I've seen recently. Because here you have a brash, cost-cutting Renault executive taking on a key assignment in a country with very different business traditions and very specific ways of doing business. And right from the word go, Carlos Ghosn makes it clear that he isn't going to play the game by the rule book. Now that's pretty brave, to say the least. Revolutionary might be a better word. And what's even more amazing is that it actually worked. He succeeds in putting through a cost-cutting plan that no one at Nissan would have dared to present. He restructured the whole company. He eliminated jobs and even destroyed the long-standing relationship with suppliers. And what reaction did he get? He became a star of the Japanese business world and a role model for the salaryman, the man who saved Nissan. So it's a real success story, and one that I think illustrates how difficult it is to predict whether or not a particular style of leadership is the right one. And when Ghosn first arrived in Japan, I don't think many people thought that he would be staying for very long.